Hello Africa, this is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in Washington. Today, tattoos.
You know, you will always be connected to those four people. If they get a divorce, we go back to them being prepared to pay extra money to cover that tattoo with their next wife.
What's love, man? This is, you know how it is. You put someone's name when you break up and you start with someone's name. But if I put my child, no matter what, he's going to be there for me always.
Tattoos, as we all know, are body marks of different types, symbols, animal prints, names, and so on. They are loved in our generation, and depending on who you ask, some don't like them and some do. But how do they represent us? Do they really represent beauty and elegance? Or what do they mean? That's the topic we're discussing today, but of course, in our usual light-hearted way. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show Oren Aisesi Tangishaka, Anita Mwalui, and Bello Galadanchi. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing tattoos.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit. Let me upgrade. How you gonna upgrade me? It's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
I hear you be the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. No, this true, the type that like to keep them on the leash, though.
We have a few folks to discuss this interesting issue. Earlier, I spoke to Boni Makilagi from Columbus, Ohio, and I wanted to know if there's a cool factor with having tattoos.
In my opinion, it's not necessarily an expression of beauty, at least for the people that I know who have tattoos. Tattoos are really a representation of who these people are. It represents you and all the life experiences that you've gone through. Again, I'm not speaking in general. This is just the people that I know who have tattoos, and why they get these tattoos is just based off of what they go through in life. Things that you want to always remember, things that you don't want to forget. You know, like a loved one who passed away, and just to give you a quick example. So, in my opinion, it's really just a snapshot of someone's life.
Okay, could be a snapshot of someone's life. All right, but some people today have so many different colors out there of tattoos. I remember seeing people from Africa, like the Makonde tribe, all the way south in Tanzania. All their faces were cut through with it's a very peculiar kind of tattoo. And I see the Maasai tribe, they draw their faces. And I see all that going on. But also in the modern world today, maybe in the Western part, we see how these tattoos goes about, where people all over their hands, NBA superstars, and like Mike Tyson all over his face.
Right.
So I'm trying to find out.
I still don't know what that's about, but okay.
I'm still trying to find out. Now, is this commercial or is this medicinal or what is this about? Do you really get the situation here? What's going on when we come to certain kind of people doing such kind of things?
Well, when we talk about the tribes in Tanzania, for example, I mean, it's a tribal thing that has been there from, you know, the days of our ancestors. So the Maasai and the Makonde, for example, they're really just following tradition and the rituals of their forefathers, you know, just to make sure that they, you know, maintain their you know, ethnic and religious beliefs.
Right.
But as far as people who get tattoos just for, I don't know, recreational purposes and, you know, maybe, you know, they think that it would look good on them. It really, at the end of the day, it's up to the person getting the tattoo. You know, why are you getting it? Anyone who gets a tattoo should know why they're getting it. If it's not religious, for religious or ethnic purposes, they should have a reason as to why they're getting a tattoo.
Now, what about you yourself, Wachari? Can you tell me, maybe, do you like tattoos when you see them around, maybe with your friends or anybody around you? You think it's maybe something sexy, nice, or good?
True. I mean, they don't bother me. I have nothing against people who have tattoos. I personally don't have any tattoos. It goes back to me believing that, you know, a tattoo has to have some kind of meaning to you to have it, because, you know, once you label your body with something, then it's there forever, unless you want to pay extra money to cover it up. So if it really doesn't mean anything, then, you know, you have to be absolutely sure that, you know, you're willing to have that mark on your body for the rest of your life.
The rest of your life. Right, yeah. Right. And that is why, as you say, some people do this for their loved ones, for their husbands,
right,
for their wives. Absolutely. But my other question is, when you do it for them, like your husband or wife, what happens when you get a divorce, sir?
Well, that's a good question. And again, all this is really just, I'm not talking tattoos in general, just referring to the people that I know who have tattoos. The tattoos that they get of people, usually not their spouses, but it will be for their parents, their grandparents, their siblings. And the most common one is their kids. Because, you know, you will always be connected to those four people. If they get a divorce, we go back to them being prepared to pay extra money to cover that tattoo with their next wife.
Thank you, Boni Makilagi, a native of Tanzania. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing tattoos. My colleagues in studio, Bello Galadanchi, what's your take?
See, there is something about African originality that seems to be taking, it's getting more popular by day, by the hour, and by the minute. And a lot of things from the African culture, you see them, you know, because the world is getting smaller and smaller, and people can easily communicate and can easily learn and comprehend and observe. So what I see tattoos are is almost similar to the body marks that we have in Africa, which use for expression, for culture, and just, well, for a lot of different things that I might not know. I heard actually some body marks are for war, so that when there's intertribal fights, you get to, oh no, this is mine, I shouldn't chop him to death.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. So. So I feel like what the 21st century is currently having is saying, hey, the African stuff really seems cool. How can I express myself, or how can I put something that just symbolizes me and my life on my body? I personally would never attend or even pay any attention to tattoos. But when I see them on people, now it's starting to make sense what it means to them. And sometimes I get to ask, who is she, you know? What does it mean?
Yeah, because some people do for their loved ones. So, hey, who is this? Okay, that's good. Yeah. And what do you think, Tangi Shaka?
What I think, I don't think much of it. I think, like Bello said, people want to express themselves, and therefore they go for their bodies. But I personally would never mark my body to express myself. I mean, I know people, I have family members who mark
permanently
tattoos. But, you know, I wouldn't mark myself to express myself. You know, it's just, one, it's painful. Two, I don't know if I'm going to still feel the same way 20 years from now. So, I mean, I used to do little fake tattoos when I was young. You know, one of those you get CVS.
Those for kids, yeah, exactly.
You said 20 years
from now. When I was younger,
yeah,
I
that was 20 years ago? No, maybe 40 years ago.
I mean, say for example, I have a puppy named Scruffy. I loved Scruffy.
Oh yeah.
And eventually, you know, a bus ran over Scruffy and
no.
Scruffy goes away. Oh. I'll have a nice picture of Scruffy here.
Is that a true story?
But then eventually, after 10-15 years, I get Snoopy, and all of a sudden Snoopy becomes the love of my life. And then whenever I see the picture of Scruffy, I'm like, I don't even want Snoopy to see it, because he's going to get jealous.
Oh, it sounds like a relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm just talking about the point I'm trying to make here is one of the reasons why I'm still questioning the reason behind
the tattoo is
why do I think it's right for me to make a decision, a lifelong decision, at this age, at this time?
Okay.
Or why do I think this is the right sign for me to have on my body for the rest of my life?
Okay.
Or the name of the song. Am I not going to find a song that I might like more than it? So those are the kind of questions I ask whenever I see tattoos on people. People saying, I'm going to go to a tattoo shop. I'm going to get that and that and that and that and that, like, you know, a grocery store.
Actually, I do have a tattoo. But you know what? What really bothers me sometimes is, you know, when somebody, somebody professional, they go, let's say, to a work, and then all these markings, the inks
all
are all
over
there.
Their body. Okay.
I think that really doesn't portray seriousness, and it's a disadvantage sometimes. Okay. But as far as young people these days getting tattoos, I don't really have a problem with that.
Justin Bieber tattoo?
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with that, you know.
They look good, so that's okay, right?
You know, but you know what? Also, there's a danger to tattoos because, look, let's talk about other cultures, you know. People who ink themselves, like gangs, you know, that is a...
That can be a problem.
That could be a problem.
Okay,
you know, where they, it brings fights. Okay, you know, territory to territorial. You're in our territory, you know, you shouldn't be here. So that's a big problem.
That is a problem.
That's
sure.
a big problem, yeah.
So hold your thought right there. We'll discuss that in a minute. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio with Oren Aisesi Tangishaka, Bello Galadanchi, Anita Mwalupi, and Joan Tanza. Right now, we're discussing tattoos. Tattoos, that's the topic we're discussing today. So many interesting views on the issue and so many differences on the issue. Another person with her own take is Isma Diria, who hails from Somalia. And first, I wanted to know if tattoo is a great thing to have.
It depends where you put it and what you put. Some they put flower, it looks sexy. Some they put like names of someone they love. It depends where you put it. But when you're young, you know, your skin is tight, so you look good. But the older you get, you know, our skin gets wrinkles. And that, you know how it is, your skin sagging. So it looks weird when you get old. Yeah.
Okay, so
when you get young, you're good.
So for you, you believe that tattoo is only good as far as you're young.
You're young, yeah, because your skin is tight.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you get older, not very good, huh?
No, it's not.
Something I want to ask also, what do you think for yourself? Would you prefer having tattoos in your body, or you don't think tattoos is good for your body? Do you have one for yourself?
No, I don't have one. I was thinking about it, but I don't have one. But as Muslim, they say it's not good for us.
Oh.
But I was thinking to put one, I'm not sure. Even if I'm going to put a plate, no one can see.
No one can see. It's going to be a secret place.
Yeah.
Just for you.
That's for me.
And the special one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But Isma, you are from Somalia.
Yeah.
Do you think, I don't know, you tell me, what about the culture in Somalia? Is it possible for a Somali lady to have a tattoo?
No, they don't allow a lot of things that they don't allow. But now, you know, we do a lot of things anyway.
Right, because the world is just too small now. It's like
a whole global
but village.
Not even Somali. I think even Muslim, I don't think they allow tattoos.
So you won't see that, basically.
They do.
But as far as you're saying, this is something good when you're young. With so many young people right now, we see so many tattoos. We see tattoos in the face. We see tattoos in the thighs, in the legs.
But the good thing is, long time they didn't have something like to remove, but these days you can.
Okay.
They have tattoo remover. So depend if you have money and you get tired of it, you can take it out. But when you put, you know, when you want to put, just put like a few. Don't put a lot. It's like some, they say it's like drug addict, when you touch one, you want to put another one, you want to put another one, you know. So you just end up with a lot of tattoos.
Wow. So tattoos are like drugs.
Some they do that.
Some,
when,
right?
When I heard, when you put one, you want to put another one, you want to, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You get addicted to the tattoos, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
So is this something that, is that the reason you didn't want to have one? You don't want to get addicted?
First, because of my religion, but now,
yeah.
I don't know. I would think about, but I was planning to do one on my birthday.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be like a present. So tattoo also can be as a present.
Just for me, not for anybody else.
Yeah, just for yourself.
Yeah, and I'll make sure I'm not going to put anyone's name, maybe my son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why you don't want to put any names? Because people say it's for loved ones. What's wrong about that?
Please. What's loved one? These days, you know how it is. You put someone's name when you break up and you stuck with someone's name. Please. But if I put my child, no matter what, he's going to be there for me always.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that. I understand that. But with so many things happening right now, where do you think is the best place for a tattoo? If you want to do a tattoo today, where are we going to put it?
For me, I won't tell you.
So it's a secret place for you. You don't want to share with nobody. Okay, I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah.
But what about men? Do you like seeing men with tattoos? And if you like to see men with tattoos, what kind of tattoos do you want to see from a man?
For me, you know, other women, you know, as we are different.
Right.
Everyone have their own, For me, you know, unless you're going to put my name, maybe, draw my face.
So if
anyone can see, maybe.
So if it is your boyfriend, you want him to have your name in the tattoo and you love it.
No man can do that.
Okay. So message sent. Whoever wants to date Isma, please make sure you have a tattoo of her name in you.
Yeah, if they want to do that.
Thank you, Isma, a native of Somalia. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing tattoos. John Tanza, welcome aboard. Can they be traumatic? Can they be funny? What is this exactly?
Let's look back at the African culture, as it were.
Okay.
In my country, South Sudan, different ethnic groups have different marks that identifies them.
Okay.
And those marks are signs of initiation. We are farmers.
Okay.
We live, the land is our resource. Our tradition is different. We spend half of the year on the farm, half of the year enjoying the harvest, dancing and feasting and stuff like that. Our initiation for a man, for you to be initiated, you need to be cut. They cut you downstairs.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Of course. Okay. Sometimes,
that's the initiation. They would not do it at a very young age because it's done unscientifically. They use a crude knife. So, you know, they will want you to be at the age of like, let's say...
15?
15, yeah.
Something like that.
Okay. When you are able to
The Morani Maasai?
Yeah, when you are able to know what is right and wrong, that's when they cut you.
Okay.
You said cutting you down?
Mm-hmm. You go through circumcision.
Okay.
And I'm trying to use a very diplomatic language.
Yeah,
here.
But it's very common in East Africa when you call the Maasai, they do this and they call you Morani.
Yes.
Before you do that, you're not a Morani, my friend.
No, but what I'm saying here is that's part of us.
Right.
Some other communities will remove the lower teeth. Some other communities will put facial marks. These are the initiation signs. And you know, in some communities, when they are cutting you, when you are undergoing circumcision, they line all the girls in the neighborhood to see if you blink. Nobody's going to marry you. You're supposed to say, show your manhood.
Can you imagine?
You don't
be a man and just
still. Yeah, you'll be smiling, looking at those beautiful faces and say, here I am.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, those kind of things. And people do it with a lot of celebration around it. And it's what made Africa distinct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
And that's what I know. That's not what I know from my community. Okay. I don't know other places.
Okay.
I think, you know what, you know, because, you know, ethnicity is very diverse, but also when you think about, you know, art.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, even the curtains they're signs of art. Because I believe that there's a certain tribe, correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know, the more cuttings and the more unique they are, the more you present as the most beautiful one.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, a woman will base that for a man will base that will base your cuttings for a husband, mm-hmm. with a husband to choose. So you know, it's art. So I don't know. Do they still do that anyway? Because that was a long
time.
Well,
in South Sudan, some communities are discouraging the facial marks because, I mean, they don't want to cut your face mm-hmm. all around. And then you come to a capital like here, people are wondering, what happened? Somebody was trying to kill you or what?
That's true. That's very true.
Did you get an accident or what happened?
Yeah, what happened? Somebody was trying to kill you. Come on, damn. He did all this on your face.
But they say this is called beauty.
Okay,
ask your question. Thank you,
Shaka. For the culture that he's described in South Sudan, is it the markings more culturally, or is it also connected culturally and spiritually, or are they totally separate?
They are not
practices.
Well, the spiritual aspect of it is different.
Are there some who do it spiritually and cut, and some who do it just culturally?
No. For us farmers, they say if you're a man, you have to go under circumcision because that's the sign of manhood.
Right.
Just to tell you this, there's medical purposes scientifically. Mm. They say there is a special reconstruction for ladies who have gone through breast reconstruction. And they will use tattoos. So it is used.
Oh, you mean like to cover up the scars and all that?
Right.
Okay, I see what you mean.
That's not a tattoo.
It's a tattoo. Because they draw it right there and it stays permanent.
Okay.
And don't forget, there's some people covering stuff using these tattoos. You never know what they're covering on those tattoos. If you take the tattoos out, you don't know what is under that skin for some people, you know? So there are so many reasons out there. Some people, it's just commercial.
Right.
Like our friend Mike Tyson, right, in his face.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man.
So can that be traumatic to some
that
people?
Can be very... No, actually, traumatic is not even the way to describe scary. That was scary. Yeah. But you know what? You know, it's interesting you say that because I have actually come across a guy who had tattoos, I mean, all over his skull. You know, tattoos all over.
Tune to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kim Lewis.
And I'm Yehius Wuhib.
Together we host the Voice of America's informative program, Africa News Tonight.
We present a thorough summary of the day's events, featuring interviews with newsmakers in Africa and the world.
Also, Sunny Young drops in live with sports, and we have features on science, health, and business.
Tune in Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC, right here on the Voice of America.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Back to you, Anita. No. And what was the reason he said, maybe, if he does?
You know, I think it's more of, identity. This is mm-hmm. who I am, you know, or maybe I belong somewhere.
Right.
So, but, you know, people do it for all kinds of reasons.
Where does he work?
I know. But you know what? It's in, you know, most people who do that, they probably end up being, you know, being tattoo masters, tattoo parlors, tattoo artists. Mm.
They
end up
they
doing
stay
that.
In a tattoo culture.
That's what there is a tattoo culture, right. As a matter of
course. That's what we're saying.
There is a tattoo culture.
I say since the 18th century.
Mm. Yeah.
The Samoan people in the 1830s, mm-hmm. they had tattoo marks all over, like what she says, mm-hmm. their bodies.
Right.
Yeah.
You're talking about head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I mean, let's bring it home.
Yes.
You know, we are dealing with African audience.
Right.
This culture of copycat or copy and paste is creeping into the African culture. I'm not saying that people should not put tattoos on their bodies because this is not I'm not a preacher.
Okay.
But there ought to be some certain, you know, level of how you want to copy anything that is modern,
mm-hmm.
in quotes, modern.
Okay.
Because the reason why I'm saying that, you know, when I had my tattoo from the 80s, like when I came to Africa in 1995, and especially in Kampala, people were looking at me and seeing a guy with a cross here,
They were shocked at what happened.
And then in Kenya, they were saying these are devil worshippers.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. I mean,
No.
I'm serious. I went to a Christian school, a Christian college.
Right.
And one guy just told me, I hate that tattoo. You know who the people who have such kind of tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, now? He said, these are devil worshippers. I told the guy, I'm afraid you're backing the wrong horse.
Maybe it was in their culture. Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Maybe he thought in their culture or something.
It comes with a lot of interpretation, perceptions, and assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some people think if you have a tattoo, you're not a responsible person.
That's true. That's actually, there's always a stigma against, you know, people who have tattoos. That's why it's always.
And that's the reason why yours is hidden.
No, actually.
But I have a question.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Why does majority of society say that?
No.
I mean, I heard you say that earlier. You said that, you know, you wouldn't put it everywhere because it would look irresponsible.
Right.
But I mean, having one and still feeling that, to me, it seems like that's.
No, I think, you know, where I put mine, you know, it to me is very symbolic to other reasons.
What picture is it?
You know, it's my picture, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's fine. Then we
no,
fine.
No. It's not my picture. But anyway, right. and not anybody's picture, by the way. You know. Right. So, but, you know, I did get mine. Actually, I was on vacation.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I decided I'm always scared of needles. Mm. But you know, when a friend of mine that I was with was getting a tattoo,
yeah.
I said, you know what, let me give it a try. And when I got it, I loved it.
You love it since then, huh?
Like, oh my God, you know, listen, you know, the only thing that nobody sees it,
right?
You know, which is okay, but you know, I don't have a problem with tattoos except when they're overly.
Okay.
Too visible, then I would.
Like
really,
in your face or something.
No. I think, you know.
That one you
no,
don't really
I wouldn't do that.
That
now.
Right. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it's time to give us your input.
So I think it's both. It means everything is just all of the above, you know, because having tattoo is a subjective thing, you know. Somebody has their own opinion, they have their own feelings, they have their own purpose, intentions, which could be perpetrated by various things. So it's really all of the above. Person has it all, and you just stuck standing
there, but I'm gonna need you to say something. Thank you to our listeners who shared the views with us. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing tattoos. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Yeah, it really it's time now for the unusual story of the week. Drama, drama, drama. The Mexican men's soccer team manager Miguel Herrera laid down the law. No sacks at this summer's World Cup for his players. Herrera said, if a player cannot endure a month or 20 days without having intercourse, then you're not prepared to be a professional. He was quoted by Mexican newspaper Reforma. Step away from the girlfriend. That's right, a whole month of limitation in the bedroom. Yes, it is. In order for his team to perform, Herrera leaving nothing to chance. Drinking alcohol has also been forbidden. Eating beef is also forbidden. Let's play World Cup. We are not going to party, Herrera added. The world is full of surprises. And that's it for our show today, where we lightheartedly explored tattoos. A big thank you to our guest, Anita Mulupi from Kenya, and Bonnie Makilagi from Tanzania, and also my phone guest Isma from Somalia. Thank you also to all my colleagues, Oren Aisesi Tangishaka and Bello Galadanchi and John Tanza here in the studio. Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. Leave us a voicemail message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be discussing sibling rivalry. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another exciting discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays, 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.